නමෝ භගවතේ වාසුදේවාය හරි ක්‍රිෂ්ණ සුරිඩින් ෆ්‍රොම් ශ්‍රීමද් භාගවතම් කැන්ටෝ 5th chapter 12 රහුගුණ converses with ජඩභරත් text 1 නමෝ නම කారణ විග්‍රහාය ස්වරූප තුච්ඡ කృత විග්‍රහාය නමෝ අවධුත ද්විජ බන්දු ලිංගා නිගුණ නිත්‍යානුභවාය තුභ්‍යම් Translation and purport by His Refined Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. King Rahuguna said, O most exalted personality, you are not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By the influence of your true self, all kinds of contradictions in the scriptures have been removed. In the dress of a friend of a Brahman, you are hiding your transcendental blissful position. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. From the Brahma Sanhita we can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the cause of all causes, Sarva Karana Karana. Rishabhdev was a direct incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes. His son, Bharat Maharaj, who was now acting as the Brahman Jadbharat, had received his body from the cause of all causes. Therefore, he is addressed as Karana Vigrahaya. So, here, in this verse, King Rahuguna has realize the position of Jadbharat. In last few chapters we saw that this King Rahugana was sitting on palki and some palki carriers were carrying him, and one of them was Jadbharat. And this Jadbharat was a self-realized person. And he was so much advanced in his Krishna consciousness that he was able to see the super soul in the heart of all living entities. So therefore he did not want to step over the ants which were crawling on the ground. And in order to avoid that, he was not walking properly. And therefore, that was creating some kind of jerks. And king was getting disturbed. And this king, he started chastising Jadbharat. He did not know what is his real personality, thinking himself to be superior. He thought that I am the controller. So many people are under me. Whatever I say is followed. So this person is not following me. He started chastising. And of course, Jadbharat, he understood that this is all because of bodily conception of life. Because he was a self-realized person, completely detached from these gross and subtle identifications, he understood that whatever he is speaking is to the material body. He is not comfortable with some situation, therefore he is blaming others. So therefore, in order to give him proper understanding, it was actually the mercy of Jada Bharat. That King Rahugana God, such instruction. Whenever a great personality gives some instructions, then we should see that this is a special mercy. And this Jada Bharat, it is said that he was appearing as a fool, number one, from the ordinary point of view. Everyone was thinking that this is what kind of this person is there. Is it dumb? He doesn't know things. He's not clean. So he was trying to just judge him from the external point of view. And this Jada Bharat, he also did not speak in his life any time. Although he was criticized by his so many people around people, his brothers mistreated him, gave him wrong kind of food to eat. But still he had decided to pose himself as a fool. Because he had experience in his previous lives. He wanted to achieve self-realization. But somehow or other, the material energy is so powerful that he got attracted to an ordinary deer. And in the next life, he became deer. And again a chance was given to him. So in this life, he decided that he does not want to deviate from his spiritual principles. So in his heart, he had completely fixed up. He was completely fixed up in worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But from the external point of view, it appeared that he is a fool. Just like sometimes great personalities, our acharyas also show in their lives that they externally appear different. Just like Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. He was a great personality. Babaji level, it's very high level. He was always chanting the holy name. But of course, whenever materialistic people see sadhus, they think that they can get some material benefit. So therefore, they would come to him and ask some material benefits. Give me this, give me blessing, give me that. So in order to avoid such botheration, he would go to such places where people would evacuate and latrine places. He would go there and sit and chant so that no one can disturb. It is better to tolerate such nuisance there than to tolerate the nuisance, dirty things in the heart of the people. So that was, of course, we can't imitate all these things. But this is a way sometimes advanced devotees act. Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigyanam Bhuja. We should not judge the activities of a great personality. If we start judging, then definitely we will commit offenses. That is a great danger when we come in the association of devotees and we try to see the faults in others. Rather than seeing the good qualities in him, what are the good qualities? But we just go like a fly mentality, go to the worst thing and expose him. That is the worst thing. So we have to realize that this human form of life is very rare. After traveling through so many species of life, one gets this human form of life. It is so rare. And after getting that also, to come to this process of devotional service is all the more. One can get deviated by karma kand, jnana kand. So many paths are there, ashtanga yogas, and so many diversions are there. One can get easily deviated. But still to get this rare opportunity to come in the association of devotees is so rare. To see a Vaishnava is so rare in Kali Yuga. Just go outside and you'll see surrounded by materialistic people. Just to see a Vaishnava is so rare in this Kali Yuga. So therefore, one has to realize this supreme mercy that we have got this opportunity. And the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also so rare. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also comes and once in a lifetime of Brahma. You can imagine, so many Kaliyugas are coming and going. And in one Kaliyuga, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, and what is his mercy? In order to deliver the fallen conditions. We are all fallen in this material world. We have to take shelter of the Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. They have come to bestow their mercy, causeless mercy. They are not saying who is qualified, who is not qualified. If you think that you are qualified, you are not qualified. If you think that I am not qualified, I need this mercy desperately, then you will get the mercy. So therefore, it is very important to understand our precarious condition first of all, that I am in such condition, fallen state. I need mercy, I need the association of devotees. And when I go in the association of devotees, what should I do? Serve the devotees, simply. Humbly I should serve. Chhadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Pai Chakya. You can't make any advancement in spiritual life without serving a great devotee. So you have got this opportunity, if I have to realize that how should I perfect my life at every moment? Time is going so fast. We can just realize moment by moment our life is getting over. It's not that we are getting more stronger day by day and younger day by day. That's an illusion. Sometimes somebody thinks that, oh, okay, let me continue, I will become more young. No. You are getting older. Day by day you are getting older. Death is approaching so fast. And if we waste our time, then we will not get opportunity again. So therefore it is an urgency, in fact, to understand our condition and take shelter. So therefore we have to desperately take shelter of such process. And Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda have made this process so simple. Kevala Ananda Kanda. There is no difficulty in following the process. Srila Prabhupada used to say that Krishna consciousness is simple for the simple. It's a very simple process. Just chant, dance, take prasad, read books, associate with this, simply serve. What is the problem? Chant and be happy. Be happy and make others happy. So that is the process. So therefore, one has to realize that what is our position first of all. We are insignificant. What is our position? We are 1/10,000th tip of the hair. What is our position in comparison with the whole cosmic manifestation? Nothing. But still, one thinks that I am the superior, I am the controller. And this mentality develops more and more. Just like this king, he was thinking that I am the king and all others are servants. So sometimes, this, in order to remove that illusion, Krishna sends someone, spiritual master, who can actually explain our condition. And this king, this Jadabharat, he had decided to enlighten King Rahugan. And what was a good quality in King Rahugana? Why he got this message? Because he was quite open. Open for philosophical discussion. It is explained that he liked to discuss philosophical topics. So therefore, when he was hearing that this Palki carrier is speaking some philosophy, he opened his ears. His internal ears got open automatically. We may keep our ears open, but when some instructions start coming, we block from inside. No more hearing. It appears that I am hearing, but no more hearing from this person. I don't like to hear this person. The way he does things, the way he speaks, he is not a good devotee. I don't like him. And we stop blocking from inside. But this was not the case with Rahugana. He was quite open. He was hearing what this person is saying. Who is this person? He's speaking such high philosophy. Let me hear. Hearing is the beginning. Shravanam. Without hearing, you can't do kirtan. If you are not heard properly, you can't do any kirtan. So therefore, he was hearing submissively. Started becoming more submissive. The more the sound vibration started going inside, he became more submissive. He understood that this is something, there is some truth in it. Although it is unpalatable, some truth is there. And later he realized that, yes, this is not an ordinary personality. And this King Jadabharat is also very intelligent person, in fact. It appears that he's a dumb fool. But he's an intelligent. How to give message? That is also an art. Just like to perform surgery is an art. If somebody has cancer, you have to perform surgery. You have to be very carefully remove the disease. Hate the disease, but not the disease. It is explained. So if you have to remove that disease, you have to be very carefully perform surgery. You have to go, first of all, you have to get anesthesia. Then proper instruments have to be used, and then only that part has to be removed which is unnecessary. And keep the patient alive. Otherwise, it is said that operation is successful, but patient is dead. What is the use of that? So preaching is an art. When you are preaching, you have knowledge. It's a weapon of knowledge. And you have to be very careful how you are using that weapon. Because you may hurt someone. When you are speaking something, you may hurt someone. We are doing something, you may hurt. So how to do the thing? How to balance so that proper things are achieved? So that's an art. And that comes by the grace of the Lord. By purification it comes. When we are submissively following the instruction of spiritual master, by the grace of spiritual master and Krishna, then only we'll be able to give the message properly, not by our own strength. Yasya deve para bhakti, yatha deve tatha guru. By the mercy of spiritual master and Krishna only, we'll be able to give this message. We'll understand everything properly. So therefore it is very, very important that how to give this message properly. And we can see in the examples, in these stories of Srimad Bhagavatam, because these kings have got some kind of false ego, lot of false ego in fact, and we just can't go and tell them that you are not this material body, you are a servant of this servant, what is your position? You can't tell like that. It will not be fruitful. You'll be putting off people. And in the case of Prachini Bharishat also, we can see that this king Prachini Bharishat was also a great king. Of course, he was attached to Karmakanda rituals and lot of things. And Narada Muni, of course, he's an expert preacher. We should learn from Shri Narada Muni how to preach. So he understood that this king, you can't just preach directly. Unless someone is submissive, we can't preach directly. So first of all, we have to make that person submissive in order to understand. And then we can give the right medicine. So he thought to enlighten him. And these people are mostly interested in hearing stories, the activities of great personalities. See, he devised a very nice story. He told that there was one king, his name was Puranjan. He had one friend, Avigyad. And like this, he slowly, first of all, made him submissive. He was so much absorbed into hearing the story. And he wanted to know what has happened. So in this way, he was going inside his heart. And then slowly, it was revealed to him that the story is for the king. It is for him only. But by that time, he had completely understood the message. He understood that, yes, what I am doing, I am attached to Karmakanda rituals, which is not the ultimate purpose of life. And in this way, I may get entangled again into karmic activities. And I have to, there are so many reactions. I had killed so many animals, and these animals are waiting to kill me. So all these things it was revealed to him. And then he became submissive. And then we can see afterwards that he became devotee. So this way we have to see that, and these big people also sometimes are not easy. First of all, you can't approach them very easily. Sometimes you think that they're very difficult actually. And they are also in need of this knowledge or spiritual understanding. So if someone becomes submissive, how to explain this message is also an art. And in the case of King Pratapudra also, we can see that this King Pratapudra, he wanted the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri, he saw the form of Lord Jagannath and fell unconscious. That time there were many pujaris, pandits were there, and one of them was Sarvam Bhattacharya. And they had some experience of many different types of people showing some kind of ecstasies. So Sarvam Bhattacharya, he could understand that he is not an ordinary person. He took him to his house, it's very close by. And there he checked. He could understand from the scriptures that these symptoms are not an ordinary symptom. And this is some kind of higher level of ecstasy he has got. So he was there, Lord Chaitanya was there in that state. And of course, then his associates came, Nityanand Prabhu, then many others came, Gadadhar Pandit, and then they started chanting. And afterwards, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to his external consciousness. And then Sarvam Bhattacharya, he saw that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi and he's so young. So he thought that, let me teach him Vedanta. He was thinking that I will teach Vedanta because I am such a great follower of sannyasi. He is a young sannyasi, let me teach him. And how will he be able to maintain sannyas? Unless he understands Vedanta Sutra, unless he has got this philosophical understanding every moment, how will he understand? How will he be able to maintain? So that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he just heard from him. Whatever he was speaking, he was hearing, first of all. For almost 7 days, he heard. Lord Chaitanya appeared to be like a fool person. But afterwards, Lord Sarvam Bhattacharya asked, whether you understand or not. So he said that, I can understand Vedanta Sutra, but I don't understand the interpretations. And then, slowly, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in fact explained, what is the real meaning of Vedanta Sutra. So then Sarvam Bhattacharya could understand that, oh, for so many days I was thinking that I was such a great Pandit. But now I realize that Vedanta, what is your position? You are none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what is the position? What is the process by which we can perfect our life? The devotional process, the process of devotional service. He understood that bhakti yoga is the ultimate path. So later he wanted to change that verse from mukti pade to bhakti pade. But he said, no, you can't do like that. This word is proper. So later, of course, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India tour. And that time, there was this king of Orissa, Pratap Rudra. He used to invite many pandits and used to learn from them. And Sarvam Bhattacharya was not an ordinary pandit. He was chief of many of them. And Srila Prabhupada explains there that this is the proper method of receiving knowledge. Sarvam Bhattacharya was a Brahman. And the king was Kshatriya. So it is very important that a Kshatriya king learns from a Brahman. Brahmana teaches and Kshatriya kings learn how to rule, how to make spiritual progress. So in this way, proper Varnashrama system, and Srila Prabhupada also explains that we need all types of people. Brahmacharis, grihasthas, vanaprasthas and sannyasis. And brahmacharis are like the children. Grihasthas should feel that they are like children, young children. And previously, the brahmachari used to go door to door, beg, and any time they would come. So it is a duty of a grihastha to see that these are our children. And they used to give cloth or food and whatever the basic needs are there. And brahmachari should think that they are like parents. So in this way, proper relations will be established. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada explains there that this king was submissive to Brahman, Sarvam Bhattacharya. And he was hearing. So, he wanted to know about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because Sarvam Bhattacharya, he understood that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Personality of God. And King Pratap Rudra was also a great devotee of Lord Jagannath. And he wanted to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he told that, I want to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that time, of course, Lord had gone to South. So he explained that when he comes, then he'll meet. And first of all, he was explaining that Lord doesn't meet such people, those who are like kings or materially opulent people. Lord doesn't meet them. But still he was explaining that that I want to meet him, I want his audience. So of course later we can see that when the Lord came from south, he was meeting many devotees, and of course by that time Sarvabhattacharya had asked King Pratapadra to make some staying arrangement for Lord. And he said he had arranged the house of Kashi Mishra. It's very close by to Jagannath temple, because the Lord can very easily go and be there. So he had made all arrangements for the Lord. He had already started serving. And Ramananda Rai, who was working under King Pratapadra in south, he had received the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this King Pratapadra knew. So therefore he also wanted to receive the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And of course then we can see that later when the Lord came, he was there in the house of Kashi Mishra. And that time Sarvabhattacharya told him that we are so many devotees, they want your audience, they want to take your blessings. So he was introducing one by one, and all they were getting the blessings of Lord. But when Sarvabhattacharya explained that this king also wants to get the mercy, he wants to see you, that time Lord did not agree. First of all, Lord did not agree that he can come near to him. But of course we can see later that how Sarvabhattacharya of course later arranged in such a way that this King Pratapadra gets the mercy. And during the Rathayatra we can see that when the Lord was in his one who was chanting and dancing, that time how this King Pratapadra got the mercy of the Lord. So that comes later. So therefore this is very important, that how to receive the message, how to give the message. We are in both the positions many times, because as a sadhaka bhakta we are learning and we are teaching both the things are going on. So therefore we have to be very careful in all our dealings. And here also we can see that Jada Bharat, who appeared externally as dumb fool, he was such an intelligent person. Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada also explained in his Upadeshamrita that one should not see a devotee from materialistic point of view. Drishtvaiva sabhava janitair vapushyascha dosha na prakrutam iha bhakta janasya pasya gangam bhasam na khalu budbudak fena pankha brahma vidarvatvam apagacchati nira dharma. It is explained that the devotee should not be seen from a material point of view, that whether he's lame, he has some bodily defect, he's black, white, so many things, Indian, American. One should not try to judge from that external point of view. Just like the water of the Ganges. Water of the Ganges, although in the rainy season it appears that it is full of foam, it becomes muddy, but still the water of the Ganges is completely pure. That we have to realize. And a great devotee would not hesitate to take bath in this water. So similarly, the devotees of the Lord should not be judged from the external point of view. It may appear that there are so many defects, but we should try to see the good qualities. As soon as the mind starts giving doubts that he has some bad qualities, we should just see what are the good qualities. Mind is very tricky. So immediately one should try to focus on the good qualities of that devotee. What are the good qualities? What good he is doing? Let me see. Let me find out. What are the good qualities? There must be some good quality. Let me find out. So in order, in this way we have to protect ourselves. Then we will be saved. Otherwise, we may create problems. So therefore, it is very important that first of all, we should be very careful in spiritual lives. That when we come in the association of devotees, we should be extremely careful whether we don't offend devotees. That is only grand, dangerous thing in association of devotees. Great obstacle on the path of devotional service. That we may commit offenses against the devotees of the Lord. And sometimes it may become casual dealings. And we may offend someone. So therefore we should be extremely careful. I think Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur explains something. That if you chant inoffensively and not find faults, then you will go back home, back to Godhead. It is so easy. Just follow these simple things. Chant inoffensively. Serve the devotees. Don't find faults with them. And the path is so simple. And Srila Prabhupada, we can see that he has struggled so much to establish this Krishna consciousness movement, ISKCON society. He has done so much groundwork he has done. Right from beginning, everything. Established so many temples all the world, went to Western countries and took so much trouble. If he had to see the faults in the hippies, then he would not have established this movement. He could have said that, these hippies are taking these drugs. I don't want to talk with them. I don't want to associate with them. Then what would have happened? This movement would not have started. But Srila Prabhupada accommodated everyone. He oversaw their faults. And by his mercy, he elevated them to almost his position. That is a Vaishnava. One should judge a Vaishnava from how many Vaishnavas he can make. How many Vaishnavas he can make means how many fallen conditioned souls he can uplift and bring to their level. And in fact, Srila Prabhupada was so humble that he would not take any credit. He would in fact was saying that let one of you, my disciples, become so much advanced that you take me back home, back to God. He's not saying that I will take all of you back home, back to God, but I am dependent on you. You should become so much advanced that I will have full faith in you that you will take me back home, back to God. So this is real Vaishnava, para dukkha dukhi. So therefore, we have got this wonderful opportunity in this moment, and that is also after Srila Prabhupada. When Srila Prabhupada has established everything, all things are done. Books have been written, the temples have been constructed. Everything is ready. So if you just serve simply, humbly, nobody will realize what you are doing. But if you serve simply, humbly, then one day the mercy of the Lord will be showered to you. And there are so many devotees in ISKCON. They have been serving. Nobody knows actually what service they are doing, what mood they are serving. But Krishna knows what they are doing. So therefore, if you have that attitude, then the mercy will be showered to us. Because Krishna sees the purpose in which service is done. He doesn't see such big services are done, but this is the purpose, in what purpose consciousness we are serving, what attitude we are having, that ultimately matters. So therefore, we have to develop our Krishna consciousness. by this wonderful process of chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Anantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. If anyone has any question, one question. No question. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.